Be'ezus Hashem's book, we begin Hilchas Shvisas Aser, the halachas of resting on the 10th, referring to the 10th of Tishrei, to the day of Yom Kippur, which is the third out of the 10 halachas in the Sefer Zman, the Book of Designated Times. Which yesh b'chlal and arba mitzvahs, in the category there's four commandments, shtei mitzvahs, let's say, two positive commandments, or shtei mitzvahs, let's say, and two negative prohibitions. These are the specifics of number one, lishbais by malacha, to refrain from doing work. Beis number two, shaloi lasis by malacha, which lishbais is a positive commandment, to refrain, shvisa. And number two is the negative of that, shaloi lasis by malacha, not to do any forbidden work. Gimel number three is lasanis by, which is the positive commandment, the active of to afflict oneself not to eat, to fast. And dal number four is shaloi lecha b'lesha by, not to eat and drink in it, which is the negative prohibition of that. Uber kol mitzvah zeilo, an explanation of all these commandments, but prokam elo are in these three chapters. The first one, the one we're discussing now, refers to the mitzvah of resting on Yom Kippur, the mitzvah of shvisa. And the last two prokam discuss the halacha of inui, of that afflicting oneself, of fasting on Yom Kippur. And then we get to halacha off regarding this resting from malacha. Mitzvah saseh, it is a positive commandment, lishbez malacha, to refrain from work, but asa l'chedesh shvi, on the 10th of the 7th month. Shemek says in the pasuk, v'yikur shabbat shabbat nilachem, a resting of rest, it should be for you. Now, b'chaloi sabah malacha, whoever does malacha on Yom Kippurim, bitl mitzvah saseh, he has nullified a positive commandment, and v'ova aloi saseh, and also violated a negative prohibition. Shenemek says in the pasuk, besides the mitzvah saseh of shabbat shabbat, says v'aster begayim on the 10th of Tishrei, etc., kam malacha leisasu, all work one should not do, which is a negative prohibition. Now, what is he liable for if he does malacha on this day of Yom Kippurim? So, in Masa B'Tanya, if he did it willingly and bezadin deliberately, Chayav Karas is liable for Karas, which is being cut off at a young age. If he did it by mistake, Chayav Karban Chatzis Kavu, he's liable for a set Karban Chatzis, in contrast to that which is dependent on other factors. Halacha based. Now, Kamalacha Shachayim Nazdoin B'Shabbos Skila, any malacha that one is liable if he does deliberately on Shabbos, Skila being stoned to death, capital punishment. So chayavim al zedoyne ba'aser karis. He's going to be liable if he does deliberately on the 10th of Tishrei, karis. That's the one difference between them, that he doesn't get the punishment in Bezdin, rather it's b'day shemayim from karis. Now, b'chol shachayim lov karmen chatzis b'shabbos, whatever you're liable for karmen chatzis on Shabbos, for a sin offering, chayavim lov karmen chatzis b'yom kippurim, you're liable for the same karmen chatzis on Yom Kippurim. And b'chol dov ashas l'asayis b'shabbos, anything that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, even though it's not a malacha, and if one does say Yom Kippurim, makanis and makas mardus, he only gets the rabbinic lashes, not malchus, because it's not a negative prohibition, it's only a positive commandment of tishbais. The way you would get lashes if you violate on Shabbos. Now, b'chol she'asal talta b'Shabbos, whatever, you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos, asal talta b'Yom Kippurim, you're not allowed to move it on Yom Kippurim. Anything you're not allowed to say or do initially on Shabbos, so it's forbidden Yom Kippurim. And the rule is as follows. There is no halachic difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippurim in these regards of malacha. Ella, the only difference is doing malacha b'Shabbos. If one deliberately does malacha on Shabbos, it's b'skil, he gets stoned to death. Yom Kippurim, b'karas Yom Kippurim, he gets cut off. Halacha gimel. Now, umutu lekaniv esayerik, which Ram is going to explain in a second what this trimming of the vegetables are, b'yom kippurim, you're allowed to do that. Then the mincha lemala, from the afternoon and onwards, but before that not, because you might forget and eat from it. Now, ma'o kinev, what's this kinev that you could do? Sheyaster esa olam hamu pashas, that you could remove the moldy leaves, v'katzis hashar, and cut off the rest, v'sakon eslechil, and prepare it for eating, which you'll do on Matzah Yom Kippur. And the chemefatzin begazin, you could also crack open nuts, umafarachim edemayim, you could unpack the pomegranate, from the mid-afternoon and onwards. And the reason is, which either could be translated because actually causes pain to the person, which is desirable in Yom Kippurim, or to the contrary, because of pain, to alleviate that, we allow you to trim the vegetables. But be that as it may, that's permitted from the mid-afternoon. But Yom Kippurim shechalis b'Shabbos, now if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, then I'll do this trimming of the vegetables, the pizza, geizim, and the cracking of the nuts, and the crumbling of the pomegranate all day, because it's Shabbos, and we don't want to differentiate for Shabbos. And the custom has already been for the people in Babel and in the Western Eretz Yisrael, they don't do any one of these activities that we describe on the day of the fast. Rather, they treat it like Shabbos for all halachic purposes, and not to differentiate to do these things on Shabbos, even on Minyan Yom Kippur. Now, regarding the Shvisa, a different type of resting from eating and drinking. Mitzvah saseh acheres yesh b'yom kippurim. There's a different positive commandment on Yom Kippurim, the Day of Atonement. The here, and that is lishbis boy machil l'shteir, to refrain from eating and drinking. Shalom, like says in the pasuk, you could to anus nafshaseichem, you should afflict your souls. Which Mepiash Molamda from tradition, they learned, Ezehu Inishul Nefesh, what's the affliction that's for the soul? It says, Esnafshe Sechem. Zeh Hatzim, that's fasting, is afflicting for the person's Nefesh. The Cholatzim, by whoever fasts on Yom Kippurim, Ki Mitzvah Sesei, he fulfills the positive commandment of Tanu. Now, B'choloich B'shoyse, by whoever eats and drinks on that day, Bitl Mitzvah Sesei is nullifying this positive commandment, and B'Ova Leis Sesei also violates the negative prohibition, because it says in the Pasik, it says, Ki chola nefesh, and any soul that does not afflict themselves in the essence of this day, v'necher suddenly gets karas. So me'achash anash akats of karas. So since the pasuk is punishing who, for karas, l'mishloin sana, whoever does not fast, l'man we learn, obviously, sh'mizharno n'boy, alachil b'shtir. Obviously, we are prescribed, we're forewarned not to eat and drink. So there's a negative prohibition that's being violated. Now, b'chola eichel eshesa by b'shayk, whoever eats or drinks in kibbun by mistake, in error, chayav kramachatz kibbun will be liable for a set sin offering. Halacha hei. B'chein l'man m'piyah shmo, we also learned from tradition, sh'asa l'rchitz by, that one, there's five inuim, that you're not allowed to bathe on it, I lasach by, or to anoint on Yom Kippurim, I linul as a sandal, to wear the shoes, I libel to have cohabitation, together with that other one, which is eating and drinking. Now, a mitzvah lishbis mikol elu, and it's a mitzvah to refrain from these things, k'derech sh'shavis mechil b'shtia, just like he refrains from eating and drinking. Shnemek, it says in the pasuk, Shabbos Shabbosim. What's that redundancy? Shabbos refraining is l'in achila, or actually other gersos have regarding melacha. Shabbosin, and a double refraining is l'inyan me'el for these five additional inuyim. But ben chayav in karis, but one's not liable for karis, oy, carbon or a carbon, if he violates el al-chil v'shtiyah only regarding eating and drinking. Avam rachatz, but if he took a shower, or isach, or he anointed himself with cream, or he nol, put on shoes, or ball, or he had cohabitation, makam nusim makas maradis, that's not the negative prohibition on that, he only gets rabbinic lashes. Halachavav, regarding adding on to this shvisa before Yom Kippur and after Yom Kippur, when it starts and ends. Kashem Sheshvus Malacha Boy, just like one has to refrain from Malacha on the day, on the 10th of Tishrei, Bein B'yayim, Bein B'layla, whether during the day or the night before it, Kach Shvus L'inu, so too there is a refraining for the Inui, meaning not just for Malacha, but also for afflicting, Bein B'yayim, Bein B'layla, both by day and by night. Now, but Tzarech L'haysim M'choyla L'kaydish, one has to add on from the mundane onto the holy, to add on what's not even Yom Tov yet, B'chnisas B'tziyase, when you're starting, entering into the other, and when you're ending it. Shnemek says in the Pasig, V'yinisim es nafshei seichem, you should afflict your souls, betish l'chodesh be'erev, in the ninth of the month, on the evening. Wait a minute, the ninth of the month. The evening is already the 10th. Kolayim, in other words, haschei lotzim ulis anis, start fasting and afflicting me'erev, tisha hasamach lasiri. From the evening, when it's still in the ninth, which is close to the 10th, when it's going right before the Yom Tov of Yom Kippurim, and v'chim yitzis, so when it's leaving. Shoye be'inuyoy ma'at, he should delay with his afflicting a little bit, milil achar aser, from the night going into the 11th of Tishrei, samach lasir, which is close to the 10th. Shlemek says in the pasuk, me'erev ad erev tish besu shabbatchem, from the evening until the evening, you should totally rest. What's until the evening? That even some of the next evening should even be part of this inui and shvisa of malacha of what we're saying is Yom Kippurim. Now, regarding the women, that they continue to eat and drink on every Yom Kippurim up until when it gets dark. They don't know mitzvah is the mitzvah to add on from a little bit from the day of every Yom Kippurim onto the holy of the 10th of Tishrei. That a little bit on the 9th, they still have to be fasting. Then they go till the 2nd that it's already Yom Kippurim. We don't protest against them. That they don't come to do it deliberately, now that they know and they're still going to do it. Because it's impossible to be an officer in the house of every single person to warn his wives that they're not allowed to do this. So leave them that they should be doing an error and they shouldn't be doing it deliberately. Anything that's similar to that, in other words, anything that's not explicit in the Torah and people act as if it's permitted and it's something that it's in the control of every single person, the halacha would be, rather let them do it by mistake, and not, you're going to tell them they're going to do it anyway, and they're going to be doing it deliberately, which is obviously a more severe offense.